If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7, we'll begin reading at verse 18. Amen. The Bible says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." Do you ever have that feeling? Amen? When you're trying to do right, it just seems like the devil's there to hinder you. He said, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." I want to preach for a little while this morning, if God will be my help. I want to preach on the rose. Amen? On the rose this morning. As we see this and we see Paul's writing, he said, even though we try to do right, there's always seems like there's something that's a hindrance. There's always something that's rising up that's against us. And we kind of, a lot of times want to blame the devil. But I want to say it's not always the devil, amen, even though he's an adversary against us. But it's all flesh that we live in. And it'll beat us down sometimes and a lot of times and tell us, you know, that you can't do right. But I want to say, praise God, on the authority of God, there's one there that's ever present to help us, amen. And as we look at this morning, I want to preach on the rose for just a few minutes. And as I got to thinking about this, and I picked this up the other day, yesterday, and I went through and I had to go through a lot of them before I find one that looked really good. I mean, it seemed perfect and everything about it. And I got it to the house, and on this package, there was a little sticker that said it came from Ecuador. Amen. And I thought, how in the world could this beautiful rose in all its splendor ever come from Ecuador? How could it make a trip like that and still look like this? Amen. But I got to realizing because the way that it done that was the packaging. Amen. There was something put around it that protected it from the elements. It protected this beautiful rose from any harm that might come to it. Praise the Lord. You can see this morning this magnificent rose in all its splendor. Oh, it's so beautiful to look upon. And it smells. I told my wife yesterday, there's nothing that smells like a fresh rose. Amen. About just a splendor. And I've got a lot of allergies, but they don't bother me, praise God. I thank God for that rose of Sharon. Glory be to God. Hey, it's never bothered me. Amen. But praise God, it's given me help. It's encouraged me, praise God. But it was that packaging that protected it. I want you to look. All you young people, look at me just a minute. All you young people, look at me. You know, you realize that you have a package this morning that protects you. Amen? You realize you have a package around you this morning that protects you and keeps you safe. Amen? You say, what is that, preacher? That's mama and daddy. Amen? That's people that love you and try to tell you the truth. That try to encourage you and show you the right way. Amen. Never thought about that way, did you? But that's what keeps you from harm. That's what keeps you pure. That's what keeps you changed. That's what helps you in your walk of life. Amen. Amen. It nourishes you. It gives you that help that you need. Now if we take this package off, amen, we pull this beautiful rose out of this package. When you do that, then this beautiful rose, it loses its protection. Amen? And we seek at it. Boy, how magnificent it is. And boy, the beauty and splendor of the petals. And how God raises those little old petals up just like someone will reach into glory. Amen? And how those magnificent leaves are on there, praise God. And they're reaching up, praise God, just like they're reaching for the Savior. Amen. What a splendid thing it is. And those stems, praise God, that magnificent stem brings that nourishment up and feeds the splendor of this beautiful, beautiful creation of God. It's something to behold this morning. Amen. Praise God, and in the protecting hand of God. Praise Lord, in that package, praise God, it came to us and it looks like it does. Amen. But I want you to take this morning, and I want you to pass it around. I want you to touch the petals and touch the leaf and feel the stem and see what you think about that. Amen. Pass it around, amen. Touch it, feel it, amen. And see what you think about this magnificent rose. That rose, praise God, that's in such splendor, praise God, that's protected in such a way. Amen. It's wrapped up in protection. But praise God, when you take it out of that protection, then you can begin to see the beauty. You can handle it. You can feel it. Amen. You can touch it. Amen. The splendor, praise God, it has. And a lot of times we get caught up in this world. We think, you know what? There's no protection around me. But I want to say, praise God, there's a protecting hand of God that's around each and every one of us. And praise God, when we try to do right, the old flesh and the devil may rise up against us. But I want to say that God Almighty, in His magnificent splendor, is that robe of protection. Amen. He's there to help us and encourage us, praise God. He's there to help us. Because you say, well, preacher, sometimes I fail so miserably. It seems like I come up so short so many times. It seems like my life is just a failure. Yes, sometimes it feels like that. But I want to say you're not alone. You remember the stories in the Chronicles of a little nation called Israel. How they would rise up and God would show them and He'd discipline and He'd show them the right way according to His Word. And they would rise up and they'd say, yes, Lord, that's the way we're going. And they'd come corporate together and they'd say, Lord, we're going to follow You. We're going to walk with You. We're going to lead of the Lord. Amen. But we know that it wouldn't be just a little while down the road, Brother Rex. And they would mess up. Amen. I want to say the nation of Israel, they perfected failure. Amen. They perfected failure like nothing you ever seen. Amen. They kept falling. They kept failing. Amen. They was looking, but pray God, they'd take their eyes off of God and they would begin to sink. Amen. But I thank God that along come the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That gospel began to touch. But we got so many people today. And I got to thinking on this. I wrote some of them down, some questions, some things that we say that we would like to do. Some things that we know. Like in the gospel, he said, I believe in Jesus. I believe everybody in here would like to believe in Jesus. Amen. Like to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to be saved. I don't think there's a person in the world that'd say, you know what? I want to be lost and go to hell. There's nobody wants to do that. Everybody wants to be saved. Everybody wants to get in, praise God. Before it's too late. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let them young'uns see that. It won't hurt it. Amen. Amen. They won't hurt it. Praise the Lord. But we see these things and we say, I want to be justified of God. Hey, I want to be just as if I'd never sinned. I want to be able to look at my life, Brother Rex, and say, you know what? I'm a child of the King. Praise God. I've never messed up. But we have. Amen. But we say, boy, I'd like to have all these. I'd like to be sanctified. I'd like to be set apart for the cause of Christ. I'd like for the Lord to be the Lord of my life. I'd like for Him to manifest Himself in such a way, praise God, that I can't help but recognize Him everywhere I go. Amen. Because if I get into that place, praise God, everybody, everywhere I go, there He'll be, and everybody will recognize Him in me. Amen. Just some things that we wish. But you know what's wrong with that? We live in a world. Amen. And we live in a world that's defiled. Amen. We're living in a wicked world with wickedness all around us. There's things that wants to touch us. There's things that wants to bring us down. There's things that wants to destroy us. There's things that wants to discourage us. Amen. We're living in a world that's defiled. Amen. It's been touched with dirtiness, with filthiness. All around us, it's everywhere that we look, and it's beginning to be more and more evident in the day that we live, because we're living in the last days. Amen. We're living in the very last days. Amen. Before the Lord comes out with a trump and a shout and said, that's enough. Amen. We're living a time when the world's full of immorality. Amen. You can't cut the TV on, Brother Rick, without some sexually explicit thing being on there. Amen. It ain't nothing but soft porn. Amen. And they're trying to, you young people, listen, they're trying to get you and get that in your mind that that's all okay. But I want to say this morning on the authority of God, it's not okay. That old wickedness, it's sinfulness, the sex in this world, praise God. It's so, they've taken what God has designed and made to be precious and pure, and they've defiled it and turned it into something that's wicked and nasty. Amen. God help today. Now you have to worry about you go out and you get these things and diseases, these STDs, if you will, sexually transmitted disease that can affect your body, even to killing you. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do we keep getting it? Keep yourself pure. Stay with God, amen. Walk right, praise God. Keep your eye on Jesus. Listen to mom and daddy. Amen. Listen to God Almighty when He speaks to your heart about purity. Amen. But we're living in a wicked world. We're living in a world that's defiled. Amen. We're living in a dirty and a nasty world. When people want to put their hands on our children and on our loved ones, and they want to destroy them, and they want to drag them off into the pit and destroy their lives. Amen? That's the world we're living in. A world that's defiled. A world that's full of sex and drugs. Amen? There's drugs everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's drugs. Amen? And they're telling our youngins, it's okay. You know, you can try this. It'll be all right. I want to tell you on glory to God, it's not all right. It'll destroy your body. It'll destroy your mind. Amen. You say, I hear this all the time from these young people. Well, preacher, I can handle it. You ain't got a handle on it. It's got a handle on you. Amen. It's dragging you right off in the pit. You say, well, it ain't hurting me. You wait. You wait, you get a couple years on your life. You wake one day, praise God, you wake up and you're sick and all these things, the things is coming back because of what you did. Amen. To satisfy your flesh for just a moment in time. Amen. The world is wicked. The world is defiled. Drugs is everywhere. Alcohol. Amen. Alcohol, it's everywhere. I mean, we make out lightly about that. I told my wife the other night, we try to watch stuff on TV that's good. So we watch the Hallmark Channel. But I want to say, praise God, they're supposed to be good Christian people, but every one of them's got a cup of wine. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says you don't put wine in your brother's lips. That's right. Amen. Praise God. He said you need to stay. Why? But what's happening in the world, praise God? Wickedness, amen. Defilement is everywhere. Amen. It's everywhere. It's taking over. It's absorbing our lives. It's destroying people. It's destroying our loved ones. Amen. It's deception at the highest order. Amen. But we say, well, it's okay. You know, it's okay. It's okay to have a little social drink. People tell me that all the time. That makes you a social drunk. Amen. Amen. Hey, glory to God, it makes you. And you say, well, preacher, I like good, just a little. I don't take hard drugs. I take what the doctor gives me. Yeah, but you go, and you don't say that. You go to four different doctors to get four different drugs. Amen. So you can alter your mind so you don't think about who you are. Amen. Listen, young'uns. Listen, you young people, you stay out of the medicine cabinets of grandma and grandpa and these other people. Don't you try those drugs. Because you'll get hooked on them. That's a tactic of the devil, amen, to get you, praise God, get a hold of you and destroy your life. Amen. That's all he wants to do. If I can get you, just try it. Amen. Ain't that a lie of the devil? Just try it. It'll be all right. Amen. But Paul said, you know what? I'm a struggling with my flesh. I'm trying to do right, but there's an adversary. He said, it's myself, praise God, that keeps coming up. Amen. Keeps defiling me. See, we're living in a world that's defiled today. A world that needs the touch of God. You say, well, preacher, how do we get out from under this? I'm glad you asked. I want to say, praise God, there's a dear Lord Jesus, praise God, that wants to keep you just like that magnificent road. He wants to put a protection around you. He wants to clothe you in righteousness and keep you, praise God, for His name's sake. Amen. Amen. So what do? We believe the gospel. The Bible says that we have a perfect Savior. Amen. Who lived a perfect life. Who was that? That was Jesus. I love it because it wasn't Muhammad. It wasn't Buddha. It wasn't none of them. Praise God. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that rose up and lived a perfect life. Amen. He lived a perfect life. Born of a baby and never did. Amen. No account, nowhere, anybody, where he ever messed up. Amen. Listen, he was never disrespectful to his mother and father. Amen. He rose up, said they spoke to him and said he listened. Amen. You say, well, preacher, boy, I wish I could do that. You can, with the help of the Lord. When we realize, praise God, He's our God, He's our Savior, amen. He's there to help us. Amen. But we realize, praise God, most of all, that we've got a Lord that loved us. Amen. A Lord that lived a perfect life as an example to us. A Lord that went to the cross of Calvary. Amen. A Savior, praise God, that lived perfect and then went to the cross of Calvary and died for the sins of the world. He that knew no sin became sin for me and you. Amen. Went to Calvary. That old cross took that beating for us. And then He went to Calvary for us. Took our sins, of which are many, 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 many. Took our sins upon Him and died on that cruel cross of Calvary. Amen. See, there's none like Jesus. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Because He's the one that could do this. Could live a perfect... We can't live a perfect life. We can't live a virtuous life, but Jesus did. Amen. He lived that perfect life. He died on the cross of Calvary. Amen. He rose up on that third day, praise God. Why? So He could give us, so He could be our hope. Amen. You know what? I told you what hope is. That's faith with expectation. Amen. Hope is faith with expectation. Expecting till Jesus comes to take us out of this mess. And He said, in the meantime, realizing that He's our help. He's the one, praise God, that died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. And that He on that third day, praise God, He got up victorious over death and the grave. How? According to the Scriptures. Because God said so. Amen. He done that for us. Praise God. Why? Because He loved us. Amen. The world is defiled. The world is full of defilement. Amen. You're not going to walk through this world without getting some on you. Each and every one of us, as we walk through this world, we're getting defilement on us. Amen? Just like this rose, it was perfect, it was pure, it was pretty. I mean, it was protected. But amen, I want to say, praise God, that we can't always live inside the package. Amen? But we can live inside the Savior. Amen? Because of He that lives inside of us. See that rose, it was so precious, that rose, it was so beautiful. Amen. Amen. When it was protected, when it was in the package. But then you take that thing out of the package. Amen. And it's passed around in the world. See, that's what the world's wanting us to do today. They're wanting to take us, our children, our loved ones, our people, and they're wanting to pass them around out there in the world. They're wanting to touch them and fill them and put them in places they oughtn't to be. And they begin to touch the petals and they begin to take what's pure and what's natural, what's God-given, praise God, and it becomes defiled. They begin to take and touch the leaves, praise God, and they begin to wilt and to fade, and the stem begins to be crushed. Amen. To take away the beauty of the rose. Amen. To take away from the splendor of that magnificent rose. You see, when it comes out of the package, it begins to get spotted. It begins to get tarnished. Amen. But I want to say there's a good God of glory this morning. Praise God that came for the rose. I see, who would want a rose that's been handled and touched and manipulated and crushed and bruised? Amen. After this thing's been touched and handled, you wouldn't want to take it and present it to your wife. Amen. On Valentine's Day. Amen. After this thing's been touched and handled by everybody coming and going, praise God, you wouldn't want to take this rose, praise God, and give it to your wife on her birthday. Amen. What would you do with a rose like this, praise God, that's been touched and handled by everybody coming and going? People say, you know what? I don't want that one. I want a fresh one. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in that and we say, you know what? I don't belong. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Nobody wants a rose that's defiled. Amen. But I got news for you this morning. There's a precious Savior from glory. Amen. There's a precious Savior from glory. The Bible says, hey, I want that rose. He said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus said, hey, you may be touched, you may defile, you may be a dirty rose, a filthy rose, but He said, I want that rose. Amen. Praise be to God. He said, I want that rose that's been defiled. He said, that's the one I came for. I came to pick them up. I came to restore them. Amen. That's what God come to. He said, I came to take that rose that's been out in the world. But what leaves is a wilting. The petals has been touched and the stem's been bruised. It's not had the nourishment, so it's beginning to wilt and to fade. Amen. But He said, I'll take that rose unto myself. He said, for the Son, in Luke chapter 19:10, He for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, I came to save that rose, that dirty rose. He said, I came to take it unto myself. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I came to save it. Amen. Not only did He come to save it, but He said, I came to redeem it. Amen. And He said, I came to redeem it, Brother X, but not to condemn it. Amen. In John chapter 3, verse 17, He said, For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Amen. God didn't come to condemn you. God didn't come to beat you down. God didn't come to take that dirty, that filthy road, that contaminated, that defiled road. He didn't come to squash it under His feet. He came to take it unto Himself and to love it, praise God, to save it, praise God. Amen. He came seeking that He might save, that He might redeem it. That means to take it to Himself. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, don't you let the devil tell you that you're dirty and defiled because of what you've done and where you've been. Praise God, you just realize that God Almighty loves you, praise God, and He came to save you and take you to Himself. To love you in His bosom this morning. Amen. Not only did He come to save and to redeem, but He came to restore. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 23:3, He restoreth what? My soul. Amen. That most precious part, praise God, that inward part of man, He says, I come to restore it. Amen. Not only did I come to save that one that was defiled, not only did I come to redeem that, take to myself that one that was defiled, but He said, I came to restore that one that was defiled. You know what He said? He said, I'm going to take that old filthy rose that's been out there in the world and everybody's laid their hands on it. Everybody's touched. Everybody's defiled. It's magnificent beauty. It's purity. But He said, I'm going to take that magnificent rose and I'm going to make me a bouquet. And I'm going to put a hedge of protection around it, which is Christ Jesus the righteous. Amen. He said, I'm going to put a package around it that was far more protective than the original package. Amen. Glory be to God. A package that can't be defiled, that won't be broken. Praise God. And He said, I'm going to put it in the nurturing of my love, praise God, that it might be fed throughout all eternity. Well, without it, that's what God done this morning to a defiled rose to me and you. Amen. Amen. When the whole world said, I don't want you, I don't care nothing about you, Jesus said, I'll take it. Amen. He said, I'll take that rose. I'll take that rose that's defiled. Amen. I'll save it. Amen. When the world, you youngins, listen, when the world's wanting to throw you away, sometimes you may say, well, you know what? I just don't fit in, preacher. Nobody wants me on their team. I always get picked last. That's all right. Praise God. Just remember, Jesus will pick you. Amen. When nobody else wants you, Jesus will take you. Amen. He'll save you, praise God, from the guttermost to the uttermost. He'll redeem you. He'll pull you to Himself. Amen. He'll take you unto Himself. Amen. And He'll restore you. You know what He does when He does that? Puts that protection around you, and He gives you that confidence back. Amen. To remind you, praise God, you know what? You're in the hand of God. And the Bible says that no man can pluck you out of the hand of God. Amen. Praise God. When we commit ourselves to Him, we say, you know what, Lord? I love you. I trust you. I believe on you. Remember what I told you in the beginning? Everybody wants to believe on Jesus. Everybody wants to trust Him. Everybody wants to be saved. Everybody wants to be justified. Everybody wants to be sanctified. Well, we do that when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We just come as a rose. Amen. It don't come with rebuke. It don't come with no big fancy words. But it just, listen to me, I'm done. It just comes this morning as it is. Amen. It comes this morning as it is. Amen. Before a thrice holy God. And it says, you know what? I've been bruised and battered. I've been handled all over. But Jesus says, that's all right. That's all right. It don't matter to me. Because I love you this morning. I want to offer you, praise God, salvation. I want to offer you redemption. I want to offer you restoration. Amen. If you're here this morning, praise God, you're just a rose. Amen. And you're a precious rose inside of God. You say, well, preacher, you don't know where I've been. You don't know what I've been doing. Amen. You know, that's where we're at today in the world we live in. Praise God. We've got to learn to forgive ourselves as Christ forgave us. Amen. He forgives us. If we just come to Him and say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. But see, what we got to do, what we got to realize this morning to get past all, we got to realize that we're just old sinners. Each and every one of us are just old sinners in needing of a Savior. And the Bible says Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. He didn't come to condemn us. He didn't come to condemn us. The world, the cosmos. He didn't come to condemn it, but He came to save it. Amen. How did He do that? He through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He came to save and to save, praise God, that old rose that was defiled. Praise God. And listen, I'm done. And restore it to its magnificent splendor. When's He going to do that? One day, praise God, Brother James, when He takes us and He presents us to the Father without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. But what we have to do is just realize, recognize the Savior. Amen. See, that's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to realize that Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. Amen. And sometimes what we want to do, we want to isolate ourselves from that and think, well, boy, He came to die for old Brother Bill. Jesus came to die for old Brother Rex. Jesus came to die for James Gosnell. I want to say, praise God, this morning, Jesus came to die for you, for each and every one of us this morning. He came to get you, praise God. You was that dirty rose, that filthy rose, that handled rose. But praise God, Jesus came to get you this morning. He died for you, and He came to get you, to save you, to redeem you, to restore you this morning. Amen. Amen. Don't let the devil beat you down. Don't let the flesh beat you down, praise God. Repent of your sins and go on for Jesus. Amen. 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 There's nothing wrong with repenting. Amen. I have to do it every day. You say, preach, pastor, you do? Every day. Amen. Something will come through my mind. Something, I'll do something. And I'll say, the Lord, I told you I have a bad problem with my temper. And that thing will want to flare up on me. But you know what? The Holy Ghost of God goes, well, he'll that quick. He'll touch me and I just stop and I say, thank you, Lord. Forgive me. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for not letting me go there. Praise the Lord. Every day. Amen. Praise God. He touches me and I say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Hey, it don't bother me when the Holy Ghost of God convicts my heart. Amen. Because He loves me and He said, praise God, He saved me, He's redeemed me, and He's trying to restore me. Amen. To keep me vital. To keep me vibrant. Amen. To present me one day to the Father. Amen. The magnificent. What kind of rose are you this morning? Amen. What kind of rose are you? Are you a rose of it? Maybe you've been defiled. Maybe been out here in the world and maybe the world's laid hands on you. And maybe you've been places, maybe you've done things that you should have never done, places you should have never went, things you should have never done. And the devil's telling you. I know a fellow right now, the devil's telling him. The devil's telling him because somebody told him, says, you know, because you've been married before, you can't be saved. What a lie from the devil. Amen. Amen. He said, you can't, but I'm going to say, praise God, that Jesus forgives. The only thing that keeps you from heaven, praise God, is denying the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. But if we receive Him in a free pardon, He comes and He saves us, He redeems us, and He restores us. Let me ask you a question this morning. What do you need from Jesus? What do you? How's your rose this morning? How's your rose? Amen? Is it in that place of protection in the hand of God? See, that's all that matters this morning, is that we're trusting the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. How's your life this morning? How's your rose? How's your example in this world? How does people see you? Huh? How do they, when they look at you, how do they evaluate your life? Do they see that rose being restored? Amen? Are they still seeing something that's out there and the world's laying hands on it? Well, God help us this morning, praise God. Let's realize this morning, praise God, that we can be that rose that's being restored. A precious rose of Christ. Amen. That He's purchased unto Himself. Saved and redeemed and restored. Amen. We're in a process. Paul says this, and I'm done. He said, "For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do." Amen. In verse 19. Verse 24 says, "O wretched man that I am." You know, if we just realize how wretched we really are, how vile and contemptible, amen, in the eyes of a holy God who's perfect and chaste in all that He does. He says, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" He said, who's going to take this old body of death? See, what he's talking about, what Nero did, he would take a body and he would strap it on or chain it on for punishment, and you'd have to wear that body on your back till it decayed and rotted off. It's the only way to get away from it. And most of the time, the putrefying body would infiltrate their body and they would die of some kind of disease that they got from that body. And he said, it's just like he's a body of death that's chained to me, like just as that old Nero had done it. And said, "I'm carrying it around everywhere I go." And he said, "How can I accept? Oh, wretched man, how can he say, I stink?" Amen. He said, "Within myself," he said, "I stink in the nostrils. God, I know God can smell me. I stink." But he says this. He says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. How do you get rid of that body of death that's a hound to you? It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. From putting our faith and our trust in Him. Amen. And He comes to where you're at, no matter where you've been, what you've done. He takes that rose unto Himself, puts a robe of righteousness around you. Amen. Saves you, redeems you, and begins the process of restoration. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like that. I don't know if that does something for you. That does something in my heart. Amen. I'm on a potter's wheel, and He's a fashioning me every day of my life. And you know what? But you know the difference between what I used to be and what I am now? Now when he goes to fashion me and He finds those bumps and lumps in me, and praise God, He begins to work them out, instead of puffing up and getting mad, I say, "Whoa, thank you, Father." Amen. Thank you, Jesus, praise God, for showing me where I'm at. Amen. And working them out in the potter's hands. Amen. I'm glad that we're in the potter's hands. If you're a child of God this morning, listen, you're in the potter's hands. You're in the Father's hands. Amen. You're in good hands this morning. Amen. Precious rose. What kind of rose are you this morning? Are you a rose that's in the process? Amen. Are you trusting not in yourself, but the covering that we have today is the righteousness of God. Not our righteousness. They're like filthy rags. Amen. But it's His righteousness that He clothes us with. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to praise God today. I'm that rose that He showed. I'm that dirty, filthy, defiled. I was dirty. I'm dirty. I'm filthy. No account. Nobody wanted me. But praise God, Jesus said, "I'll take you." Amen. And I haven't always been perfect. I've been around in this world and people's lay hands on me and I've been defiled. And I ain't blaming people. I'm blaming me. Amen. People wanted me and I went there. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus came to my heart, spoke to me, praise God. He touched my heart, amen, convicted me, and said, "You know what? I don't like you being there." And I said, "You know what, Lord? I'm sorry. Forgive me, Lord, and help me to never go back there." And you know what? I ain't ever been back there. Amen. Because of the help of the Lord. Why? Because I'm in a process of restoration. What about you this morning? As you stand with me, what about you?